Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Lots going on, as always, in this crazy world. I always thought it just couldn't get any easier being a talk show host than Trump as president. Because with Trump as president, there were so many good things to talk about. And now there's so many bad things to talk about. But having said that, that makes it easy to be a talk show host. They're all bad, but it's still easy to be a talk show host because there's so many things going on under Joe Biden that are terrible for America. I liked it better under Trump. It was a lot funner to have 3 hours of positive news and then, you know, a little bit mixed in of how crazy liberals were in the opposition minority party. But now that they're running the show and it's such a you-know-what show, there's always lots to talk about, that's for sure. It'd be nice if some of it wasn't horrible. But what's going on around us is, without any question, the communist takeover of the United States of America. It's awful. And you can see it every day in every way. And the average person knows that. They know that. And the reason they know it is because you got these two nincompoops as president and vice president of the United States, and people just see what idiots they are, see what communists they are, see what radicals they are, and they have no respect for them. I've talked several times on this show now about the poll ratings of Kamala Harris. As low as Joe Biden is, it's like a limbo contest. How low can you go? And who's the lowest ever is Kamala Harris. And this is the USA Suffolk University poll I've talked about all week long, actually since last week. And it was released last week, and it shows that Kamala Harris is now the most unpopular vice president in history, even more unpopular than Dick Cheney at the height of the Iraq War stagnation. She has a 28% approval rating, 51% disapproving. And you know what's interesting about that? It's that, first of all, for Cheney to go to the bottom when he was at 30%, that was the last year of Bush's 8 years. And Bush had been a terrible president, you know, for the most part, certainly for a Republican. He was the worst Republican of my lifetime. And it took 8 years for people to hate Dick Cheney. It's taken 10 months for them to hate Kamala Harris even more. And you ask me what she's actually done. Dick Cheney was like Darth Vader. Everything he said and did, it seemed like he was the one running the White House. He was in charge for George W. Bush. And he made a lot of announcements that got people angry. And he became a big supporter of oil, and that got all the liberals crazy. But what has Kamala actually done? I mean, I also hate her, despise her, make fun of her, think she's got zero credibility. No way should she be sitting in line to be president of the United States. She's never done anything to deserve that. But what has she really done as president? And the answer is just kind of nothing. She's now the lowest VP in history for 10 months of nothing because everyone sees her as the empty suit that she is. And isn't that she did anything that bad? She actually hasn't done anything. And she's in hiding. She's like in the witness protection program. She was assigned by Biden to be in charge of the border, and she never visited the border and made excuse after excuse why she wouldn't go there, couldn't go there, shouldn't go there, hadn't gone there, won't be going there. And she really has done nothing. And she's the lowest rated VP in history. And I guess because people know that she screwed her way to the top. Everybody knows that. You know, it would be remiss of me not to say every friend I've got laughs at her and thinks she's like, you know, a hooker who made her way to the vice presidency. What has she ever done in life besides screw a couple of powerful men? And the answer is nothing. And people know that. Women don't respect that. That's why she's at 28%. If women liked her, and didn't care that she slept her way to the top. Let's be honest. She'd be 50-50 popularity. She'd be 50%. And all the men would hate her and all the women would like her. But women don't like her either. They also begrudge the fact that somebody slept their way to the top. Come on. It's ridiculous. As I said, we now have a president and a vice president. Their Secret Service nicknames are P-Pad and Knee-Pad. And the whole thing is an absolute joke. She really did sleep her way to the top. I wouldn't put it by her if she slept her way to the vice presidency, too. Maybe that's how she won Joe over. He's a senile old man. She gave him a little business, and boom, she's the VP nominee. That's what you're dealing with here, folks. Very scary. Everyone knows she's accomplished nothing, doesn't deserve the job, didn't get one vote, one delegate in the Democrat primary, and she slept her way to the top, and she's basically a communist stooge. So everybody, you know, just has no respect for Kamala Harris. And I've already heard that there are big donors in the Democrat Party who are kind of opening the doors and greasing the wheels that Biden has to go away. He will never run again, and they can't stand Kamala. And they know she'd lose by a landslide to Donald Trump and or Ron DeSantis, for that matter. And so they're now pushing Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend, who's the transportation secretary, that's home making out with his husband with his two adopted babies nearby, because it's so much work to give birth, even though you're a man and you adopted them, that him and the hubby both need to take 3 months off because they're just exhausted from adopting. It's just like giving birth out of the birth canal, adopting a baby. You need months off to recover. And the supply chain is screwed, and the country is screwed, and he's the gay Grinch who stole Christmas. That's what he is. And I don't care that someone's gay. It doesn't matter to me, but it just makes for a nice headline. The gay Grinch that stole Christmas. Because Christmas is going to come, and there's not going to be anything on the shelves. And it's all because this moron who's in charge is having fun at home with 3 months of paid leave while he's in charge of the supply chain in the United States because it was so much hard work to adopt twin babies. This is America today under Joe Biden. These are the fools we've got running our country, and they're running it into the ground. They're going to kill us. And Biden's nominee for controller of the currency, meaning she's going to be in charge of the banking industry, she is a out-of-the-closet 100% communist. She's the Marxist nominee for controller of the currency, and she said she wants to end banking as we know it, and just said out loud again that she wants to bankrupt oil, coal, and gas industries in order to save the world from climate change. You hear me? She's the nominee for controller of the currency, the top banking pick. Her name is Sally Omarova, who was born and educated in Russia. You could tell with that name, Omarova. Earned the Lenin Award, has refused to turn over her thesis in college, which is all about Karl Marx, so she's just a communist, and now wants to put millions of Americans in the energy sector out of a job. She made comments in March that have resurfaced this week in a viral video, and she says that she wants to bankrupt every company in oil, coal, and gas. Right? That's the only way to stop climate change. She said, here, what I'm thinking about is primarily the coal industry, the oil and gas industry. A lot of smaller players in that industry are probably going to go bankrupt. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. So all of you would have no heating oil this winter. All of you would be waiting in three-hour gas lines like Jimmy Carter if she gets her way, if she got her way. And all of you would have home heating bills of, you know, $3,000 a month instead of $300 in the winter. And anyone who works in the oil and gas industry or coal industry, which is millions and millions of Americans with very high-paying jobs, you'd all be out of business and bankrupt now. You'd have no jobs. This is what you're dealing with. These are the people running the United States of America. It's truly amazing. It's really amazing what's happened to our country and the people in charge. Listen, I could tell you right now that taxes are 90%. You know, if liberals could get there, believe me, they'd get there right now. They'd take a shortcut. It would be their rainy dream to make tax rates 90%. You'd keep no money. But they've managed to do it without even raising taxes with something called inflation. You know, if you make $100,000 this year, inflation means it's only worth $70,000 because inflation is raging. So you just had a 30% haircut. You just don't realize it. And then you still have to pay the highest tax rates outside of communism in the United States under Joe Biden, and he wants it much higher. He wants it much, much higher. So you still have to pay a ton of taxes out of the 70 that's left, out of the 100 you made, that's only worth 70 because of inflation. But it's only worth 70 because of inflation, so from the moment you get the money, it's a 30% haircut. That's how bad things are. And we found out today that consumer prices rose by the most in 31 years. Gasoline prices rose 6.1% in October. Keep in mind, gas is supposed to go down this time of year, not go up. It's winter. It goes up in the summer. So it's a bad, bad sign. Consumer price index climbed 6.2% year over year in October. The increase marked the largest annual gain since November of 1990. So, bad, bad news. And keep in mind, these are core prices. They exclude food and energy. They exclude food and energy. So, you know the biggest inflation in America is food and energy. Can you imagine what the numbers would be if they put in food and energy? And Biden starts to freak out. Chris, what do you have, about a minute left in this segment? But exactly a minute. How do I know? I don't know. I just have a feel about these things, about we're getting near the end of the segment. But Biden starts to freak out about soaring inflation, and he gives a speech yesterday and orders his economic council to reduce energy costs. So you don't believe now that this is a communist attack on the United States. Joe Biden cuts off and puts out of business all the pipelines, bringing all the plentiful gas from Canada to the United States of America. He cuts off pipeline after pipeline, puts hundreds of thousands of oil workers out of business, out of jobs. And then when gas goes up, he says, I'm demanding you cut the prices. He's telling the private sector you're charging too much after everything he did caused it to go up in the first place. Now he wants to use government to drive down prices. Can't do that in a non-communist country. But you can if it's a communist takeover of the United States.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Here in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. You wouldn't believe the weather here. I know I'm bragging a little bit. For those of you who live in the Midwest, the gloomy Midwest, gloomy Northeast, gloomy Seattle, Portland, Northwest. But the weather is so beautiful. October and November are two of the greatest months in Las Vegas. Just every single day, 70, 75 degrees and sunny. Perfect blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. It just doesn't get any nicer than this. You know, people talk about the summers in Seattle. This is the nicest summer in Seattle is October and November in Las Vegas. Just beautiful, beautiful time of year. I'll bet you wish you were here. I wanted to mention the sponsor of this show, the War Raw Podcast. If you love my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Where do you get it? You can download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Anybody who wants to close the open border and stop the vaccine mandate until Biden is stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. Anybody who wants to say, let's go, Brandon, or F Joe Biden will love this podcast. And especially on the weekend, I've got the best of the best that I tape on Fridays. And it's that one's video, not just audio like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Also on Friday, I tape a video podcast with a America's top 10 biggest news stories for conservatives, and I count them down like Casey Kasem. I think you'll love it. Watch the video or listen to the audio. Wayne Allen Root, War Raw Podcast. So I never fail to come up with stories that prove how insane liberals are, and these are the people that are running our country. A Soros backed activist is now questioned if makeup is racist. Nandini Jammy. Can you imagine the names these people have? Nandini Jammy, an activist from the Soros-backed Good Information, Inc., I don't know what that is, once questioned whether a completely innocuous makeup display was racist. In a post titled, "Is This Makeup Racist?", Nandini questions whether or not the display is racist. And, it doesn't explain why. I see a picture on her tweet, and she's got a picture of makeup and says, "I was at Sephora this weekend, and this is racist, right?" And she's showing bottles of makeup, which to my naked eye look like they're black bottles of makeup. Maybe she's mad because they're black bottles. I don't know. I don't really know. Everything is racist to these people. Everything. And I don't even know where it all comes from. I guess their whole lives, they've just been taught that everybody's holding you back. It's not your fault. It's because you're black. It's because you're a person of color, and everybody's out to get you, and no one will ever allow you to make it. So they look for something in everything to prove racism exists everywhere. They're just insane. Here is a Florida second grader, who has been suspended 38 times from school for refusing to wear a mask to school, and she confronted her local school board, and she tells them that she hopes they all go to jail. I like this little girl. Fiona Lachelles, who just turned 8, told the Tampa Bay School Board how she feels about their rules. She's on a mission to take back not only her rights, but every American child's constitutional rights from the tyrant school board. She isn't taking her suspensions lying down either. She's now spoken twice at school board meetings, directly confronting the school board members. And just the other night, she said she believes masks are dirty and pointless. And then she said, "Yeah, I hope you all go to jail for doing this to me." To huge applause from the crowd. And she then added, "Her family's very proud of her and that rules suck. I'm doing it for other kids and not just myself." And they're being told that she's going to fail second grade, despite completing all of her assignments, because she doesn't want to wear a mask. This is the state of the United States right now. When I talked about them wanting us all to go bankrupt, John Kerry, who's probably the worst of all of them, right up there with Biden and Obama, and Kamala is John Kerry, and he says the U.S. won't have coal by 2030. Yeah, well, if you have anything to say about it, it's totally true. It won't have coal by 2030. And what you're not mentioning to anybody is there's going to be massive shortages. You're going to be in your freezing little house in the Midwest somewhere, in the Northeast somewhere, freezing your ass off, and there's not going to be any home heating oil. There's not going to be anything. There's going to be shortages of everything because the whole world is built by liberals around green energy and climate change. And it's going to be a freaking disaster, just like it was in Texas. A very warm and sunny state had one cold streak in the middle of the winter last year, and everybody froze, and people froze to death, and houses froze, and pipes burst, and business stopped. Capitalism was no more. It's what he wants for the whole country.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting the big infrastructure bill that he will sign Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill got final passage in the House late last week. Of that $1.2 trillion, about half will go towards actual infrastructure. Speaking in Baltimore, the president saying the bill will make a big difference in the United States.
Along with other plans that I'm advancing, this bill is going to reduce the cost of goods to consumers, businesses, and get people back to work, helping us build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
What's being called extraordinary inflation is expected to raise prices of packaged meat products. Beginning in January, major food companies like Tyson Foods and Kraft Heinz say they will hike their prices of meat products to offset higher supply costs by around 10%. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Welcome back to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root, we're on this segment of the show. He is the brilliant doctor who developed the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate together. Reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. Did anybody listen at the CDC? No. WHO? No. Dr. Fauci? No. Letting people die in hospitals, not giving them hydroxychloroquine, not giving them ivermectin, not giving them vitamins. Stupid, stupid, stupid. He is a board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Zelenko. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And he developed this new line of nutritional supplements called Z-Stack. It's got zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D all in one capsule, just two capsules a day. Will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula, and it is built around the use of zinc, one of the most well-known immune support nutrients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. All you do to get it is go to my website, root4america.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Root4america.com. Click on the link and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is with us. He is my guest, and it is a thrill to have him with us. He's staying up real late. He's out of the country right now, but he's doing this interview very late just for us. So, Dr. Zelenko, how are you? Good day.
Good day. Hi. I should say good night. I'm doing great.
You, good night.
Thank God.
For you, good night, yeah. So you're doing great, but America's not doing so good. I can't believe my eyes. America and Israel and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. It's just impossible to believe the freedoms that have been lost. Talk to me a little bit about Pfizer and Moderna, because in the notes here it says they have finally figured out the Zelenko protocol has always been the correct approach to treat COVID-19. What do you mean by that? I don't see Pfizer and Moderna having figured out anything other than their vaccines.
Well, actually, I'm not the one who wrote that, but the person who wrote it is saying is that Pfizer and Moderna are now developing oral drugs to be used in patients within 3 days of the onset of symptoms to keep them out of the hospital. Sound familiar?
Got it. Yeah, yeah. So my question is, that new pill that they're each touting, that's supposed to be antiviral, and I guess it mimics, you know, what you and I like about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, but does it actually work? They claim the vaccines worked, and they don't work either, and they're dangerous. So what do you think about this new pill they developed?
Well, I don't trust these two companies at all. And there would have to be independent verification of what they're saying. But I am glad that they are now advertising the concept of pre-hospital treatment, because this is the key to overcoming this terrible infection. If you start at the right time frame, then you reduce hospitalization and death by, on average, 85%. And so, you know, I'll take any victory that saves people's lives. So even though I don't trust them, and what they've done is taken HIV drugs and repurposed them in the treatment of COVID, and it may or may not work, but they have pretty significant side effects. Their cost will be $700 a patient, whereas my approach costs $30 a patient.
Right.
And so it's not surprising that the Biden administration now is going to pump billions of dollars into helping Pfizer, because it's never been about patient care. It's never been about your health or the health of the American people. It's always been about special interests and stakeholders that don't have the interests of the American people, and you know, they're not looking out for your well-being. That's for sure.
Right. I mean, even if, let's assume that their new pill is effective, that would mean it would be in the same mode as ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but instead of paying $30, you're paying $700 for a drug that is antiviral. And they're not even mentioning all the vitamins that are antiviral. No mention at all of using it like you use the drug, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, with zinc. They're not mentioning with zinc, and you always admit it's not as effective to use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine without zinc. Zinc is like the bullet that opens it up so that, boom, the stuff can charge in. So without the missing link of zinc, can their antivirals even be that effective?
I don't think so. You know, there is endogenous zinc in the body, so it may help somewhat. But, you know, they're using HIV drugs with known side effects, where we have, like, the safest medications that have been around for 65 years and used billions of times with no side effects. And, you know, all the propaganda that had been laid down to create a false narrative and scare people away from taking these drugs, which has been really responsible for the hundreds of thousands of dead Americans. And now, because the winds are changing and Pfizer and Moderna see that they're going to lose market share, so they're jumping on board, so to speak, to capitalize on the work of others.
Let me ask him, the single most asked question I get on this show is that, ask Dr. Zelenko, if I had to take that vaccine, I've already taken it, now it's in my body, the poison is in my body, I'm scared, it's dangerous, I've seen the VAERS numbers, ask him what we can do if we're already vaccinated, and, you know, to kind of minimize the health risks of the vaccines. What do you recommend for people who took the jab because they had no choice, it was either the jab or their job?
Excellent question. First of all, they did have a choice, but we won't get into that. The key is not to detonate the bombs that are inside you. So the first thing is don't create new bombs. Don't take a booster. Do not take any more of this poison death shots. Now, if you understand the mechanism that may lead to catastrophic death, which is antibody-dependent enhancement, basically means when your body is challenged with a virus that is similar to the antibodies that you now possess, it can detonate and cause a catastrophic immune destruction. Now, the way to prevent that is not to get another viral infection. And the way to do that, in my opinion, is to take high-risk prophylaxis, antiviral prophylaxis. So I recommend either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, but together with vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And by doing so, you drastically cut your risk of getting another infection. And if you, God forbid, do get an infection, you start on day one with aggressive treatment. And by doing so, most likely you'll mitigate the severity of the antibody-dependent enhancement reaction.
By the way, you missed one, because I've always heard, long before I saw your wonderful Z-Stack supplement and started taking that, I've always been a vitamin guy, and I've always taken megadoses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. You didn't mention quercetin, and that's in your formula, so I assume that's a biggie too, yes?
Well, I was very careful with what I said. I didn't miss it. I chose to focus on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Quercetin, by way of analogy, think of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as a 50-caliber machine gun, and quercetin as a 22-caliber pistol. Now, honestly, if I have no other weapon, I'll take the 22-caliber pistol. However, if the risk is so high by getting vaccinated, I'm not going to mess around. If I can have my 50-caliber machine gun, I'm going to use it. So I was very careful with what I said. For me, a patient that's 10 years old that got the vaccine has the same risk as a 95-year-old patient in a nursing home. And I don't mess around with these patients. They're so high risk, I'll use the best available weapon that I can. Now, if you can't find or get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, quercetin is a very good plan B, or EGCG, which is a green tea extract. But again, I've always been careful that high-risk patients should use the high-risk protocol. They should use the most aggressive weapons available. But for the majority of people, you know, moderate to low-risk patients, quercetin is a wonderful choice. It does prevent infections. It does, together with zinc, I mean, and does decrease the severity of symptoms, and people get better quicker, and that has value for sure.
All right, last topic for your appearance today, because we want to let you go to sleep. We know it's late where you are, but I saw two reports that really I think should be big news, and they're not. No one's mentioning them. In England and in Wales, there are 65,000 excess deaths not related to coronavirus infections of late. And in the United States, they say emergency rooms are jammed all over the United States, and people are very sick with specific ailments, heart conditions, heart attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, and blood clots. And they're not admitting why. They're going, it's a mystery why they're so full, and it's a mystery why people are dead in England, and they can't figure out their non-COVID deaths. I think these emergency rooms are filled with people that took the vaccine. Do you agree?
The side effects, the known and proven side effects of these vaccines are blood clots, which lead to strokes and heart attacks, myocarditis, which essentially shreds your heart muscle like you put it in a food processor, miscarriages, increases in autoimmune diseases, increase in cancer, ovarian dysfunction, most likely infertility, and the dreaded antibody-dependent enhancement. So that's what we're really seeing is the beginning of a bloodbath.
Right.
All the major world experts have been warning about that. Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Michael Yaden, Dr. Luke Montagu, Dr. Sukharat Bakhdi.
These are the vaccine injured. The vaccine injured are showing up, we believe, in emergency rooms, and that's why they're packed with non-COVID patients. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, we got to run. I've run out of time. I appreciate you coming on the show as always. I want to get you more often because you're filled with such wonderful education. I want to empower people, but I want people to know they can get your Z-Pack filled with zinc and quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D, and they can get it at root4america.com. Look right at the top of my website. You'll see Z-Stack. Click on it, and you've got it. Dr. Zelenko, thank you.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll-free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Sponsoring this segment, Liberty Projects. I was just reading an article about Lincoln and them wanting to take down the Lincoln statue. The craziest thing I've ever seen in my life are liberals. They're just nutty. And they're running the country, and someone better do something fast. Or I promise you, we are completely, utterly screwed. Liberals are running the country, and they're crazy. Crazy. Liberty Projects is not crazy. They're a wonderful charity, and I don't often tout charities, but I'm going to do it here because they've got this fantastic website, vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. And these are the real guys. They're the real deal because they are both military veterans and ranchers, so they know everything about military veterans and how to help them and horses, how to help them. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans and they help them through their red tape when they retired. They guide them. They support them. They assist them through the maze of post-military paperwork. And then, of course, they're saving their life and helping solve the issue of crisis syndrome, PTSD, right? By working with the horses, it calms them down and helps them get healthier and deal with stress. So whether it's to volunteer partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit vetsandhorses.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and take good care of these guys and drop them some money, please. Vetsandhorses.com. I love vets and I love animals, so it's a good thing. So this is what I was talking about with Dr. Zelenko. This is exactly what I was talking about if you weren't with us in the last few days. That hospital emergency rooms and ICUs are overwhelmed with patients who don't have COVID. And the doctors are claiming it's a big mystery. It's not a big mystery. All the things they're sick with, and this is what he was alluding to, Dr. Zelenko, are the very things that are the side effects of the vaccine, the very injuries that the vaccine causes, heart attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, immune disease, autoimmune disease, and blood clots. And that's what these people are all in the hospital for. And it's because of COVID and the COVID vaccine that they're having these issues, because the vaccine is in response to COVID, but the vaccine is making them sick and with non-COVID illness. And no, either doctors claim they don't know why, or they're claiming, you know, some sort of mystery, or they're claiming they do know why. It's COVID-related. COVID made them sick. Even though they don't have COVID, it's the long-term health issues that come in some people from COVID, they're saying. Isn't it funny they just happen to be all the same issues that come from taking the vaccine? So here's the story. Emergency rooms are now swamped with staff members struggling to care for patients showing up as sick as they've ever seen anybody without a pandemic, right? This is not from COVID. In Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Michigan, staff members are seeing long lines of patients in stretchers pushed up against the walls of the hallways, all 73 ER beds already filled. This is in stark contrast to at the beginning of the pandemic, where except for initial hotspots like New York, right, it was all blue states and blue cities, by the way, New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and Illinois, Chicago, right? That's where all the death and the hospitalizations for COVID were. But the rest of the country, the ERs were empty. So it was really eerie in the spring of 2020. People tried to stay away from hospitals for fear of contracting COVID. So visits to emergency departments dropped to half. But now the volume of patients is through the roof. And even in parts of the country where COVID-19 is not overwhelming, patients are showing up in the ER sicker than they were before the pandemic, with diseases that are far more advanced and in need of complicated care. So I'll say, in my opinion, what this is, two things. Number one, it was such a giant mistake to lock down the country and scare everybody to death, and therefore they waited too long for cancer screening and heart disease screening and diabetic screening, and they stayed home and kept feeding junk in their mouths, junk food, and they got fatter and fatter, and they got sicker and sicker. And now many of them are showing up in emergency rooms. So again, it's an offshoot of this horrible lockdown mentality that we used versus COVID that never had to be. And I'm not some backseat driver. I'm not Johnny Backseat. Go back to my columns in the Las Vegas Review Journal in February and March of 2020. I begged everyone, do not lock down. Lockdown will not help. Lockdown will cause more deaths over the next decade from depression and suicide and cancer and heart disease and all the other diseases that weren't screened and weren't taken care of during the pandemic. And, of course, drug abuse and, of course, alcohol abuse. Far more death than COVID ever could have caused. That's number one. So it's still the fault of all these morons like Dr. Fauci that locked down the country, that people are sick and suicidal and depressed and did not deal with their illness for a long time. We're afraid of hospitals and afraid to go to a doctor's office. So that's one part of it. But the biggest part, in my opinion, is these are exactly the issues you get when you get sick or crippled or disabled from the vaccine. The vaccine VAERS type injuries, heart disease, and blood clots and strokes. And that's what's showing up in emergency rooms. These are the people who got the vaccine. And it's going to get so much worse because this is only the very beginning. Most people were not vaccinated until May, June, July. The real problems are all going to begin in January of 2022.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
D3.